This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 737. An orange? A slice of orange? A piece of orange? How to say what you're eating in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Today, we answer a question from Kaori. We'll show you some simple phrases to sound natural and confident when you share food with a native speaker. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. How's it going, Michelle? How are you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing excellent. Thank you. And have you been outside lately?
Not yet today, but soon.
Soon you're going to get outside, enjoy the weather.
Oh, yeah. I am so excited. I think this is the best time of year because it's like everything's just starting to get nice and you know it's all ahead of you. And yeah, I think it's the best.
That's my favorite time of year. But the only way that things could be better is if you were in Japan enjoying the cherry blossoms, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know me. I would love to be in Japan. I would love to be hanging out with our listener, Kaori, and her daughter Kaori. In Japan, actually.
Yeah, and her daughter Anna, because they sent us another nice video message. So lovely. We love these little video messages that we've been getting from the two of them to say thank you and to ask a couple more questions. And they shot the video message, I'm guessing somewhere in Tokyo, just in front of the cherry blossoms. And
so beautiful.
So beautiful. I remember when I lived there, I got two cherry blossom seasons in and I would just loved it. It was just the most magical time of year. Just, you know, seeing them on TV and seeing them on photos is just not the same as being there. It's incredible. It's incredible. Yeah. So we have a message from Kaori and her daughter, Anna. And so why don't we just jump into it? It's about eating fruit. And I'm sure that our listeners like to eat fruit once in a while, and we might want to articulate it in English. So, Michelle, would you read Kaori's question, and then we'll take a stab at it?
Sure. Okay, here we go. So, Kaori, sorry, I don't know why I'm having trouble today. Sorry, Kaori. Yeah. Let's say you are eating some sectioned oranges. If someone asks you, what are you eating? Would you say, I am eating some oranges, or I'm eating an orange? Or are there any other better ways to answer it? Hope my questions are interesting enough to talk about. Thank you for taking your time to watch the video and read my message. It's beautiful weather, and sometimes rain in Japan is like the old saying, April showers bring May flowers. Hope you enjoyed the spring after the long winter. Regards, Kaori and Anna, with hugs and peace and love. Aww. Thank you. We love that video, and thank you. Really means a lot to us, makes our day. And of course, your questions are interesting enough.
Yeah, we love getting your questions because, you know, I mean, that's the thing. Like with this podcast, we don't get to see you guys, right? So we want to hear from you. We want to get your emails, see your messages, see your questions, okay? So it was cool because in the video, Kauri and Anna were eating oranges and they had a little package of oranges and she was asking us the question. So it was very, very real, a very real question. So Michelle, let's start by directly answering Kauri's question and then we're going to help you guys expand your vocabulary and your grammar when it comes to talking about eating food, different pieces of food. Okay. So what could you say in this case?
We really could have said a lot of things. So yeah, you could say, like what? You could have said, I'm eating an orange, right? I am eating an orange. So obviously it's an orange, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Or what else?
Or you could say, I'm eating some orange slices.
Yeah, so both of those are true, right? Or you could say, I'm eating a piece of orange.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. Yeah. Or if you want to offer, you would say, would you like an orange slice? Or I guess, would you like a piece of orange, I would think.
Yeah, yeah, something exactly. Like exactly.
Yeah.
you got it. So what our point is here, Kauri, is that it really doesn't matter that much, okay? So don't stress about this difference too much, right? Again, focusing on connection. And what we're going to help you guys with is to remember the basic rule here to consider. And then we're going to help you expand your vocabulary. And that's what's going to help you connect. Because when you expand your vocabulary, you sound more native and more interesting. So you'll have better connections. Okay. So what's the basic rule, Michelle, that we want to follow and remember here when it comes to grammar and vocabulary and food?
Well, this is a case of the count, non-count nouns, right, Lindsay?
Oh, yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Okay. So when it comes to, for example, cereal, what would be, I mean, is that a countable or a non-count noun? What do you think?
Cereal is a non-count noun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what would I say if I'm eating cereal and I want to offer you cereal? What would I say, Michelle?
You could say, oh, I'm eating cereal. Do you want some cereal?
Yeah, so some, right? Some or just the word cereal would come when it's the non-count. But then we can make it countable. Sure. Of course, many of these nouns, we can make it countable. And what would I say, Michelle, would you like?
A bowl of cereal.
Yeah, easy. Do you eat cereal in the morning, Michelle? Are you a cereal eater?
I feel like I don't, it doesn't keep me very full. So I love cereal, but that's not, I ate cereal yesterday for breakfast, but I try and eat something else for breakfast because I need my energy.
Yeah, I know. I used to always eat like, even like Cheerios when I was a kid growing up, you know, but it was like kind of advertised as this very healthy breakfast option, yeah. But I would eat at 6 and I'd be starving at 10 a.m. So it's, yeah. Not, I don't know. I don't know if it's really that healthy if it doesn't fill you up for more than 4 hours, but I don't know. Anyways. So, okay. Well, what about bread? Here's another example. Is that countable or uncountable?
Bread is also non-count, right? So you would say some bread, but yeah, if bread. You, oh, sorry. Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. But if you wanted to change it to countable, you are now also kind of like a bowl, but for bread, we say a slice, right?
Mm-hmm. Or when you go to the grocery store and you want to buy
a loaf of bread. So a slice is a small piece of a loaf.
Oh, yeah, that's tricky. I wonder if our listeners know that word, a loaf, L-O-A-F, a loaf of bread. I have a feeling that might be new for some of our listeners, guys. So write that down. Good one. And the last one is carrots, since we're on the healthy eating train here with Kauri, oranges, carrots, and bread. Right. So what? How is that one? What about carrots, Michelle?
So carrots, Okay, carrots could be, well, non-count. So if you want to say some carrots.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then to make it countable, we could say a lot of things.
Really? Carrots is non-count?
I think so. Some carrots, just carrots in general.
But you can count a carrot. 1 carrot, 2 carrot, 3 carrot.
Oh, you're right. I'm wrong. Yeah. I'm wrong. You're right, Michelle. So this one is, okay, in that case, this one is only countable. I'm going to delete this here. Okay. No, you're right. So what would we say then to make other ways of kind of like counting it? What would we say?
Well, you could say a bag of carrots or a carrot. Or a baby carrot is the little ones, or a carrot stick.
Yeah, exactly. And a carrot. So that one is countable. Okay, good. Yeah, no, that's true. So sometimes this gets a little bit confusing. But guys, if you are, you know, if you're going grocery shopping, if you're listening to native speakers, if you're having conversations with people about what they're eating, you're going to get this. Okay, no problem. Would you like to know the real reasons that some Americans support gun rights with such passion, or what's going on with beer trends in the United States? Find out in our new course, where we take you around the country, 12,000 miles, and we introduce you to all different kinds of Americans with all kinds of different accents. We'll show you how to understand what they say, finally, to bridge the gap where your textbook left you. Go to allearsenglish.com/connection to join us in this video course. See you there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, Michelle, what do we want to teach our listeners that's something new today?
All right. So yeah, you guys probably have heard of, you know, non-count nouns and count nouns. So this lesson is not going to focus too much on the differences, but new and native ways to label the countable and non-count foods.
Exactly. So instead of saying some, right, so some bread or some cereal, what could we say that would be more interesting, more native, and more natural?
Okay, well, you could say a bit of, or a tiny bit of, right? So just a little, right? Which leads me into the next one, which is a little.
Exactly. A little bread. I'm going to have a little bread for breakfast, right? Okay. Or a hint of. Now, we can't really have a hint of. Yeah. When it comes to this only works for certain foods. Like, you can't really have a hint of bread.
No.
But you can have a hint of cinnamon in your cereal, right? Just like a
Right. That's what it makes me think of. It's like if you're eating something and it's like, oh my gosh, I think I taste a hint of cinnamon. Sure, whatever.
Exactly. Salt, a hint of salt. Just little things, just little essences, tiny smells or flavors. Okay. So let's give an example here, Michelle. So would you like a little ice cream? I'm going to JP Licks. Do you know JP Licks? It's a local ice cream place in Boston.
Would you like some? I don't know. I'll just have a tiny bit.
Good. Okay. So that's very typical. That's what I would say. Usually I like to get a children's cup, like a small cone or something, you know, because you don't want too much. Otherwise, you have a brick in your stomach.
What's your favorite flavor?
Oh, chocolate. 100%.
Me too.
Oh my gosh. Chocolate and peanut butter.
Obviously. Nice.
What about you? You like chocolate?
Yeah, I'm a chocolate lover. Yeah, for sure. I like it with like some chunks, like a brownie chunk or something.
Oh, yeah. I like that, too. That's awesome. Okay. So another example we talked about earlier, guys, when you can just say a little. So earlier we said I'll have a tiny bit. Another way of saying is to have a little of something. Okay. Mm-hmm. So are you a meat eater, Michelle?
A little. I try to have a little meat with each meal.
Good. And then when it comes to a hint of... what's an example of how we already gave an example, right? So
but let's do it.
You
again.
Go ahead, Michelle. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It tastes like there's a hint of cilantro in this.
Yeah. I just put in a tiny bit. Okay. So for that one, we use two examples, a tiny bit and a hint of. I like that.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So now when it comes to food that we can count, so I may have done some of this wrong, but let's just go with it, Michelle. Okay. It's okay. When it comes to fruit, so this goes back to Cowrie's question here. When it comes to fruit like strawberries or blueberries, what could we say another way of talking about it?
Okay. Well, if you are talking about the actual container it comes in, you could say a box or a container, right? Of strawberries or a box of blueberries, a container of blueberries.
Exactly. You got it. And let's skip the next one because that one doesn't work in this category, but let's move on to the last one. So what about biscuits? Because we're going to actually in this role play here, we're going to be making strawberries and cream and biscuits, strawberry shortcake. Yeah. Ooh. So we are preparing for our meal here.
Nice. Okay. So biscuits. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you say?
I would say you could say a package of biscuits or just a pack of biscuits.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you go to a bakery, sometimes you can actually like put together your own what? You take a bakery bag, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Or we can just count it and we can say one biscuit, two biscuits, three biscuits. Okay.
That's right. Right, okay. Right. Exactly.
Okay. So, Michelle, have you ever watched Wimbledon, the tournament, the tennis tournament?
I have a little bit. Wait, did we forget one?
Yeah, we're going to skip that one.
Oh, we're skipping that one. Okay, fine. Okay. So, no, I haven't really watched it too much, actually, to be honest. Do you watch it?
Yeah. So I used to watch a lot of tennis when I was growing up and my mom loves tennis. So one of the traditions they have is strawberries and cream is what they have. They like to eat that at Wimbledon when they're watching the finals. But we're going to make strawberry shortcakes today instead.
Okay.
Because I find that more more interesting. So let's do a quick role play and we'll demonstrate to you guys how some of these counters are used, okay, to quantify things. All right. So, Michelle, let's get ready to watch Wimbledon. Nadal and Federer are playing in the finals. I don't want to miss even a second.
But, Lindsay, first we have to make strawberry shortcake. It's a tradition.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll run to the store. What do we need?
Can you pick up a bag of biscuits, a package of strawberries, and a can of whipped cream?
Okay, I'll be back soon.
Great.
Hey, I'm back. Could you put these together while I go change? Some friends are coming over to join us, so we better double the recipe on those shortcakes.
Okay, well, I'm just going to have a tiny bit.
Well, me too. I just had breakfast, so I only want a little.
Hey, it's starting.
Okay, so there we are preparing strawberry shortcake to watch Wimbledon.
Exciting.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Okay, so let's go back through this role play, Michelle, and let's see what we said. So what was the first thing that we said here that would be interesting for our listeners to add to their vocabulary?
I said, can you pick up a bag of biscuits and a package of strawberries and a can of whipped cream?
Right, and we didn't talk about this earlier, but whipped cream, we could talk about what kind of container it's in. It usually comes in a can. Sometimes Cool Whip would come in like a bucket or a container, okay?
Yeah,
so we want to think about the thing that it's coming in from the store.
Right, okay? Exactly.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and then I said, I'm just going to have a tiny bit. That sounds very natural to me.
Yeah, I like that. It's very natural, guys. Again, she said that earlier about the ice cream, and we're saying it now about the shortcake. She's just going to have a tiny bit, not too much, okay? And then I said, me too. I just had breakfast, so I only want a little. Again, natural, would you say, Michelle?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, a little. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and guys, so this is awesome. Like, I don't hear English learners using these supernatural phrases, but I want to hear you guys, or I want to imagine you using them. So, you know, go out and take advantage of these. Use them. This is really, really natural. And so, all right, Michelle, what's the takeaway from today?
Okay, well, we have a couple, but the first one is about, you know, Kaori's question. So don't worry too much about getting the only right. Wait. Oh.
Yeah, don't worry too much about saying it the right way, right? Getting the right count or the way of counting. Is it a slice of apple? Is it an orange or a slice of orange or an orange slice, right? Yeah.
Right, because a lot of times there's just more than one way to say it. I mean, there's so many ways to say different things in English and you know, don't worry don't worry about it. I'm sure, you know, if you follow these rules, you'll be good.
You got it, Michelle. And what's the second thing we want to keep in mind?
Okay, that these new ways of talking about count and non-count foods, right? Like, mix them up. Don't just use one thing over and over, because then it's going to sound like you are speaking like a textbook, right? And try and say something more interesting, different, right?
Yeah, be more interesting. You know, I'm just going to have a tiny bit. So natural, right? You go to the ice cream shop with your friend. Oh, I just want a tiny bit, right? I just want a little. So natural, guys. This is awesome. All right, cool. So that was good, Michelle. And guys, I want to remind you before we close up again to get on the exclusive VIP list to get the best deal when our new listening course comes out. Go to allearsenglish.com/adventure, and that should be launching very soon. Okay. Woo, it's exciting. I'm excited. All right. Okay, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. It's been fun.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay. And thanks again to Kaori and Anna.
Yeah, thanks for asking that question, guys. Remember, if you have a question, send it to lindsay@allearsenglish.com.
Cool. All right. Have a good one.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.